The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Right, sound of Merseyside time. John Gibbons, as always, and our guests this morning are Red Winter, Joe and James. Hello, lads.
Good morning.
Right, tell us a bit about these boys then, Gibbo.
I don't know a huge amount about Red Winter. I know they've got some big gigs coming up, and the guys got in touch and said, you know, anything you can do, and I listened to the stuff and really liked it. It's a bit more punky than stuff we have on normally, and I thought, well, that's good to be diverse and stuff like that. Mm. So we thought we'd get them in, and here they are, and they bought me a coffee, and they brought wine gums. So they're pretty much my favourite band in the world.
Any band who's coming in now, after a year, this has been the standard set by Red Winter. Because no band has actually brought us sweets before.
No, Cheap Thrills are good for like merch, Andy, so they bring like loads of T-shirts and CDs and stuff. They're good for that, but no sweets.
We haven't had sweets. The general aim is with the sweets is it makes it hard for us to be mean to us. So we bring the sweets, and then if you're not particularly keen on the music, you sort of feel bad then, because the sweets won't taste as nice if you're horrible to us.
There's plenty of method there. So when you do a gig, do you just get loads of sweets?
Yeah, we go to Costco, we just get a load of them pastries, and we just give them out for nothing. Everyone's like, oh, decent food.
Right, it's not just the two of you, is it? There's a few more in the band.
No, as I was saying off air, we're the irresponsible ones with weird job times, and James is a student. We've got Phil as well, who is a teacher at an unnamed school, as I'm not sure who he wants me to say. We've got Shan, who works over the other side. And we've got Steve as well, who, and I don't know whether I'm supposed to say this in here, but he's a mank.
That's all right. Yeah. Well, we've had worse on
but he's a nice. But he's a nice guy. He's a nice guy.
So, Favi, right. How long have you been together?
We've been together for nearly 3 years. Probably more active in the last 1.5. We started taking it a bit more seriously. Mm. So, yeah.
And where did you meet, and how did you decide to sort of form a band?
Well, I mean, James joined us from another band, Last Reserves, who I'm going to plug them because like they're my favourite local band at the moment. They're a punk band, so James joined us from them, and we've all known each other just through sort of parties and that. Phil and I met first, and we just like the same music, and it works. So,
and what is that music? I've seen you got a Green Day T-shirt looking rather sort of like punky on there, James. What is the inspiration for the band?
It's more pop, punk type stuff, isn't it? Like, as you saw, Green Day, No Use for a Name, NoFX, Pennywise, stuff like that, isn't it? All that type of punk rock stuff.
These are the, like, they're like old school. I used to listen to them in the, like, the late 90s and stuff like that. I used to go to the Vans Warped Tours and used to be NoFX and Pennywise. It's funny hearing them names again. I might have to dig my CDs out. I'm sure I've got an old Pennywise one somewhere.
That's gone over my head. Are they local?
No, very much no. It's California, kind of. It's West Coast American punk that did quite well, I suppose, in the kind of, you know, late 90s, really. But
skater years.
So it was all to do, and Vans trainers used to sponsor tours and things, and it was all kind of synonymous with skateboarding and things, and it did quite well in terms of, you know, it was cult, but it was cult around the world, wasn't it? It was all kind of from one area, really, but it was quite funny. You used to get quite a lot of bands in Liverpool in the late 90s singing with American accents, because they were just impersonating it.
Oh, we're ridiculously guilty of that.
Well, a Ballion's still there, but you get like, you know, you go to like gigs in the Lomax in the late 90s and punk nights, and these bands would be singing like they were from California. Then at the end, they'd be like, "Nice one, lads." it was kind of funny to hear, but it was all kind of inspired by kind of one area, really. And then like kind of, Green Day came, you know, merged out of that. Really, bands like Offspring, who did kind of better commercially. Offspring had a number one hit single, which is crazy. So kind of emerged out of that, and then Blink-182 and bands like Sum 41, who became much more popular. But it all kind of was inspired by kind of this scene.
So you've got a little bit of that in you, have you guys?
Yeah, going back to that, it's not delivery. It's just that when I open my mouth, it goes on Wavertree Scouser to... Yeah, it just comes out that way.
You've got a different persona, basically, on stage.
Yeah.
Is it a bit crazy, is he, James?
He's unreal on stage. He's ridiculous.
Oh, he's unreal, he's ridiculous.
These are ways that could go either way.
He's hard to put up with in real life.
Right. I'm pretty sure my missus will attest to that.
What was the first Red Winter gig? Where was it?
We played the Lomax. It was the most haphazard gig ever. So we were originally meant to play it as a full band, and our drummer broke his wrist, about a week before, and then about 3 days before the bassist left the band. So myself and two guitarists, we went up and we sort of knocked together this acoustic set of like originally it was five original songs and three covers. And we went up, and obviously because it was our first gig, we got a little bit drunk because we were nervous. and our stage time changed and was put back 3 hours. So
you were very drunk by that stage then.
We tried to time it well, but by the time we got on stage, I think Phil, who plays bass, nearly fell backwards. I do, it was so good. I was stood next to him, like John is to my right now, and all of a sudden, I just seen this lad just start going backwards, and I thought, oh, he's gone here. He's definitely gone. But it was brilliant. I mean, because like obviously Lomax is the there was Placebo, Stereophonics have played there, Cooler Shaker,
yeah,
and you sit there on the stage and you think, oh my god,
the Lomax is reopening.
Yeah, it's Fox, yeah.
When's that
Lomax? Right? Yeah.
Mm. When's that then?
I'm not sure. I only heard last night. Someone told me.
Yeah.
There's a young lad took it over. He's only 22. He's giving it a go, which is great news because it is an iconic venue. Yeah. The lads are right to point out. And it's where a lot of bands started. I did my very first gig, proper gig there. You know, it was like, this is like going back to 97 or something like that. And so it's helped a lot of young bands, and a lot of iconic bands have played there kind of on the way up. So it's nice to have that back as a venue because it is a real kind of community. It has been a community space, and I'm sure they'll try and keep that on. They've always had the attitude of, oh yeah, if you want to come and play, yeah, rent it out, you know, charge what you want on the door, we'll take the bar. And it's always been that kind of nice venue. And so I only found out last night it's reopening.
Catherine Murphy was good with a lot of that, wasn't she? Yeah, when she took the bands in, I mean, she was the first person to give us a gig, so I know she's our magnet now, but she was always good for just taking a chance on people. I know she does the same sort of ethic. At the magnet now.
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Red Winter are our guests this morning, who are going to play live for us, Joe and James. Joe, what are you going to sing?
We're going to do Real World, which is like our last single. Yeah, it's out there on the interwebs and stuff if you want to have a little listen as well. Spotify and SoundCloud and that. So, yeah, this is it.
Okay, take a listen to the boys.
I work all day, working more than 9 to 5, and at night I feel like sleeping, but I can't stop thinking about what I should do while everyone else is sleeping. I'm lying awake and thinking, who the hell are you to tell me how to live my life and do my job? You never worked a single day, yeah. You come to me and disagree with everything that I say, and say that there's a better way. I know won't work as well, but you can't see while everyone else is sleeping. I'm lying awake and thinking, who the hell are you to tell me how to live my life and do my job, and never worked a single day, yeah. Tell me how to live my life and do my job. You never worked a single day, yeah, in the real world.
Thank you very much. Excellent stuff. Very good indeed. First time you've sung 450 feet up in the air.
Yeah, yeah. It's very high. It's very high.
Now, interestingly, you're one of those things, you have to stand up to sing, don't you? Do you feel, do you just feel a bit more comfortable?
No, I think it's because I carry a little bit of weight. And it helps me sing better.
Right.
Rather than, and the Mackey's breakfast probably didn't help. Sorry, I don't know where we stand on Brandon, but I had a certain breakfast this morning and it's made me feel a little bloated.
I did know you left the milkshake next to me here, right? give that microphone back to John Gibbons there. Let's all reposition ourselves. And what we'll do next is play your brand new song, which is out very shortly indeed. Now, coming up in about 5 minutes' time, we'll catch up with Cal Ruddy again, who's sat just to the right of us. He'll tell us a little bit more about his planned trip to the USA. But before we get there, let's play. So this is Red Winter's next release, yeah?
Yeah?
It's called what?
It's called Some Friend You Were.
Some Friend You Were. What's it about and why are you releasing it?
We can't really explain what it's about because it is early morning and there may be children listening.
Oh, I tell you who is listening, one of your biggest fans. So we should give a shout out to her. It's Karen. Who you said follows you everywhere.
Yeah, they're absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, and it's important you get a real sort of solid fan base for any band, I think, in the city. So you've got your devotees, and Karen's one of them. Yeah. She was desperate to listen, had a bit of a problem tuning in. Now has retuned her digital radio, so she's got you loud and clear.
I can't speak highly enough about hearing Paul.
All right. Morning, Karen. Right, so this song, Some Friend You Were, Red Winter. You can't say what it's about. You pleased with it?
Yeah, we're really, really...
Yeah. Right, here we go. Let's listen to it. Some Friend You Were. I bet that translates brilliantly in to a live
it almost
sounds
up
and
down. It's taking me back. I was going to get my combats out. me old Converse, your chunky Converse, and get back out there.
I'm thinking of the Ramones.
every punk band ever is influenced by the Ramones. Yeah. Because, you know, they showed how to do it with three chords. So everyone who's ever picked up a guitar and liked a bit of punk music has been influenced by the Ramones.
What do you mean I'm not too old? You've got an Adidas top. You're rocking some of the coolest gear in Liverpool.
But punk pop's like a young like crowd, isn't it? You know what I mean? I'm sure I can manage it. I can go down. I can fit in.
I don't think Red Winter would kick you out of their gig. where could people access this if they want to hear it? In is it a week and a half? It's out.
Yeah, it's out on the 11th February next Saturday.
Right,
and it'll be everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, everywhere that sells music online.
I just said to James while it was going out, I bet you're absolutely shattered with you, because he plays a guitar and that you could just hear it's a relentless 4 minutes.
Yeah, the chugging
of you absolutely killing that guitar, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's also about 150% faster when Sean, our drummer, plays it, because he just plays everything at breakneck speed. So
you have to keep up with him?
Yeah, I'm like a rapper when I get on.
I think he's just drenched in sweat. It's horrible.
He said it, like, Twister off. I remember Twister off 2003. And he used to go... I guess the end. I don't even know what I've said the words.
Guys, it's been absolutely brilliant having you. And thank you very much indeed.
Thank you
for singing live.
So
that's Joe and James from Red Winter. As I say, sound of Merseyside each and every week. Try and profile some local bands. So what's your Twitter feed, lads?
At Red Winter UK, and it's the same on Instagram.
Okay.
And so just quickly promote your Maguire's gig, isn't it, next week?
Yeah, we are playing on the 18th of February at Maguire's Pizza Bar with three absolutely awesome bands, two local bands, Bernie Airbook and Meet the Robots. And we've got a band coming up from Bath called Montrose, who are absolutely amazing as well. If I can just quickly say, big thank you to Jose, who produced the record for us at their Planet and Box Studios. He's an amazing guy.
He was great.
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.